The first reading today, St. Paul tells us it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. We have to acknowledge as we look around the world and in so many of our own lives, we've kind of been lulled into a slumber. There are lots of things that are going on in the world and people don't even recognize it. And we have to wake up. We have to see what's going on. And it's not because we need to point fingers at all the bad things, but rather it's to be able to repair our souls. And that's what this holy season of Advent is all about. It's a time of preparation, the preparing of our souls for the coming of Christ. It's not yet time for the second coming that we hear in the gospel reading today. But rather what the church does is to look back at what happened 2,000 years ago as it looks forward to the second coming. So 2,000 years ago when our Lord came into this world, the people didn't want him. They didn't care. He was born into the world in Jerusalem, actually in Bethlehem, but came to Jerusalem. They didn't care. We're told that even when the wise men came, all the people did was tremble. They didn't want him. 33 years later, when it came time for our Lord to die, the people were prepared. We're told in Scripture that it was a time of expectation. So this wasn't something that caught them off guard. They just didn't care. They were too busy. They had other things to do that were far more important. And therefore, we have to ask ourselves, what's most important to me? Is Jesus what's most important? Or are other things more important? You look at the situation in society right now, Christmas has essentially been hijacked. And not only have we allowed it to happen, but we participated in it. It's no longer about the birth of Jesus. It's about Santa, and it's about presents, and it's about lights and trees and all kinds of fun, exciting things. Just drive between here and Holy Trinity. And yard after yard after yard, they've got loads of all these inflatable things, whatever they are. Not one that has anything to do with the Lord. Nothing. I challenge you, go to any store and listen to the Christmas carols that they'll be playing. Not once will you hear anything about our Lord or our Blessed Lady. Oh, you'll hear about reindeer, and you'll hear about Santa, and you'll hear about snow, and you'll hear about family, and you'll hear about all kinds of nice things, none of which are necessarily bad in and of themselves, although some of the songs are horrible, but nothing about what Christmas really is. It's just sort of become a winter holiday. We have season's greetings rather than Christmas anymore. And so we have to be able to acknowledge our part in all of this because we've gone along with it. We've allowed what Christmas is really all about to be taken away from us and replaced with secular things. And so that's the challenge for us now as we begin this holy season of Advent, to be able to really look seriously at this question of what really is most important. Is it Jesus, or is it everything else? And so St. Paul tells us that we're to put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. He also tells us at the end of the reading to put on Jesus. Now, to put on the lights doesn't mean flip the switch so that the 150,000 tiny lights out in your front lawn are going to come on. That's not what we're talking about. The word that he uses, induamur, to clothe yourself, to put on the Lord Jesus, to put on the light like you have your clothing on. That's what that's all about. You can have some really nice clothes hanging in your closet. Who cares? Put them on. You didn't buy them to hang up in the closet. You bought them so that you could wear them. And you can have guests over and say, hey, check this out in my closet. I've got some really fancy stuff. Amen. So what? Jesus doesn't just want to be in the corner. He doesn't want to be in a drawer in your soul. He wants you to be filled with him. He wants you to be clothed in him. And we have done a fine job of basically relegating him to a corner, pulling him out when we want him and say, hey, look at what I've got over here. This is pretty cool. But yet, that's not what he wants. He wants to be the center of our life, not in a corner of our life. So that's what we have an opportunity now in these next few weeks to work on. It's a time of preparation. It's a time of penance, which is why we wear purple. Penance different from that of Lent, which is a penance of reparation. This is a time of preparation to prepare ourselves, but not meaning just prepare yourself by making sure you've got all the gifts wrapped and making sure the tree is looking good and everything. Prepare your soul. The other things are fine. I'm not saying anything negative about them. I'm just simply saying, let's look at the priorities. What's your prayer life look like? How much time are you spending with presents and lights and trees? How much time are you actually spending with Jesus? Where really are the priorities in our lives? That's the question that we have to be looking at. Our Lord told us in the gospel that when you see these things happening, lift up your heads because your redemption is at hand. We don't see those things happening quite yet. But it doesn't take a genius to figure out that we are in trouble. The world is in darkness. And so St. Paul's saying, put aside the works of darkness. Get rid of them. Put on the armor of light. Recognize what's going on. I'm always amazed when people talk to me and go, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see anything wrong. Like, well, then there's nothing much I can say. If we can't see it, either you've got some really good night vision or we're just blind. I don't know. But we need to be able to recognize the situation that we're in, and it is not good. And what we see, I mean, if people actually recognized what was happening, they would be filling the pews because they want to be with the Lord. Instead, what do we have? They're walking away. They clearly don't see what's happening, or they wouldn't be going the wrong direction. So we need to stop going away from Jesus and come to Jesus. We need to clothe ourselves in the Lord Jesus, so that he is the light. At the end of Mass, when we read the last gospel, we talk about the light and the light that came into the darkness, and the darkness wasn't able to overcome it. That's the light that we want. Yeah, all the pretty lights out there, they're really nice. And in time like this, when it gets real dark early and stays dark late, it's nice to see the lights. No problem. But let's focus on the real light, the one that's on the inside, the one that's in our souls, and let him shine through us so that the light is going to illuminate the darkness. That's what he's looking for from us. It's time that we take back what is ours, that we reclaim for what it should be. Christmas is not a secular holiday. Christmas is about Jesus Christ being born. Right now, for this next month, we have the opportunity to prepare with our Blessed Lady. For those of you who are parents, you understand, go back when your first child was born. There were so many things that were so important a few months before. But you get to this last month before the baby's born, and suddenly nothing is all that important anymore. What's important is getting ready for the baby. Well, that's where we're at. Let's get ready. Get ready for the child to be born. Because even if the people in Jerusalem didn't care, the shepherds did. We want to as well. Even if the high priest didn't care, we need to. So that's the choice we have to make. We can be part of the darkness. We can do this all the secular way. We can put our focus in the wrong place. And far too many people are doing it. Or we can make the choice to put aside the works of darkness, to clothe ourselves in the light, to clothe ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the light. And in this way, we can reject the problem. We can be part of the solution, because the only hope for this world is the Lord Jesus. And he's asking us to be that light, to bring him out into the world. The world doesn't want him. I recognize that. And if we are going to be united with him, if we're going to be clothed in him, the world isn't going to want us either. But that's, again, the choice we have to make. If you really stop to look at what's going on, for centuries, there has been the understanding that if the world is going to celebrate you, that is not a good thing. The world has been celebrating the church over and over again, and it is not a good thing. So it's time that we make a choice. We can go with the world, we can go with the devil, we can go with darkness, or we can go with Jesus. As people are continually walking away from the Lord, we have to make the choice to walk to him. So during this holy season, look seriously at your prayer life. Ask yourself how much time you're spending every day in prayer, and really make the Lord the priority. As I said earlier, don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. Put off the works of darkness, put on the armor of light, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.